The commercial space industry has a major presence in the Puget Sound region, and that has some people wondering, what direction will Donald Trump take NASA? And how will that impact the space industry here in Washington? Alan Boyle covers aerospace and science for GeekWire. He told me Trump wants private companies to play a larger role in the country's space efforts.
Well, the one big thing that we do know is that there's going to be more stress placed on public-private partnerships. And that ranges from how astronauts get to the International Space Station to perhaps how we do missions to Mars. It's a good sign because Seattle has become more of a center for these sorts of commercial space ventures. We have Blue Origin, which was founded by Amazon billionaire Jeff Bezos. We have Vulcan Aerospace, which was founded by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. We have a lot of interesting companies on that frontier, including Planetary Resources that wants to mine asteroids and Spaceflight Industries that wants to be kind of a logistics manager for putting things into space. So there could be more opportunities. Like I say, we've been going in that direction anyway, but we may be going more in that direction under the Trump administration.
So there could potentially be some more opportunities for folks on the commercial side when it comes to space ventures. But what do we stand to lose when the government steps back from that central, more centralized role in research?
Well, there's a risk of losing access to data. The wonderful thing about NASA is that all its data is made freely available. If you start going to commercial ventures collecting that data, then they have control over it. And there's a risk that people might not be able to afford getting that data for their research. There's already concern about how many paywalls there are in the scientific research community, and so we may see more of that. We'll probably see calls for data to be made available on a public free basis, even though there's a commercial venture attached. So there's going to be some push and pull on that issue. Who owns the data and who gets access to it?
Donald Trump famously has tweeted that climate change is a hoax. So what effect could that kind of attitude have on government agencies like NASA?
Well, right now, NASA is heavily involved in climate research. That's one of the one of its mandates as a sector in earth science. And so it's likely that a lot of the things that NASA does in terms of climate and weather would be moved over to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And that's the agency that deals with the weather service and weather satellites and that sort of thing. But it doesn't deal so much with climate research. And so that would fall out of the portfolio. The commercial satellites haven't been focusing so much on climate data, but they have been doing a lot more Earth observation. In fact, there are some local companies, Spaceflight Industries and Planetary Resources, that are getting more heavily into Earth observation. And those satellites could produce the sort of data that climate researchers could use and would otherwise have gotten from NASA satellites. So it may not be quite so much as a loss, and it may be an opportunity for commercial ventures to come in and provide the data that once was provided by NASA.
Space exploration remains a big dream for many people. It's a major scientific endeavor. Plenty of people believe a Trump administration could mean bad things for scientific research. So if you step back and take a look at the big picture, will Trump's space policy revolve? Could it revolve around making money rather than focusing on the wonder of discovery?
Both are possible, but I think that there will be more emphasis on what is commercially viable, whether that has to do with discovery or resource extraction. Another aspect is whether there might be some more possibilities for ventures that take advantage of the moon, because the moon is going to be more of a focus of the Trump administration than it might have been otherwise. And one of the local companies, Moon Express, is very much focusing on that. So I think that we're going to see some opportunities opening up for profit as well as for discovery.
We can only speculate about what's going to happen, but what are people in the commercial space industry telling you? What are their hopes?
There's always been a debate over how to structure the space program. How are you going to move out that final frontier? under the Obama administration, the Frontier was going to a near-Earth asteroid. And it doesn't sound very romantic to people. It's important. And a lot of people say we've got to figure out what to do in case the killer asteroid ever had our name on it.
Sure.
But in terms of Moon versus Mars versus asteroid, the people who are thinking that we should go to the Moon first are very excited because, if you'll remember, during the last presidential campaign, Newt Gingrich, who is now an advisor to Trump, said he wanted to build a moon colony by 2020. And so if you were selling stock, you would hold Mars stock, you would buy moon stock, and you would definitely sell off that asteroid stock as fast as you could.
There you have it. Stock tips from Alan Boyle. He's the aerospace and science editor for GeekWire.